Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello. Tony, how we doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, not too bad. Trying to readjust lifestyle. It's different when the season's over with. We'll meet with our guys today one-on-one and get them on the road to summer ball or whatever they've got planned, and then hit the road recruiting.
Well, Tony, let me start by saying congrats on a great season. It was so much fun to watch this ride and the trip culminating in Omaha. I know it didn't go the way that you guys wanted it to on the field in Omaha, but just how do you kind of encapsulate what this experience was like for you and for your group heading to the College World Series for this program for the first time since 2005?
Well, the journey, the front part was phenomenal. I mean, it came with a lot of drama. It took place on our field. There was a lot of breakthrough stuff, like the block party that went on and, you know, kind of the new environment that's at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. So, again, the front end part was phenomenal. I'm not so sure the aftermath, you know, it'd take a while to get over the bitterness of losing and not playing the way that we wanted to there, but now we've checked that box, and the next wave of our players know that it's possible to get there. They know what it looks like, and we're set up for success next time we go there, in my opinion, in much better fashion, as well as, you know, some of the other things that you could call that we did as first this year. They won't be first next time we do them, and hopefully that means a better go-around.
Tony, have you watched the last game over yet?
No, I have
not. Will
you? And I don't know if that's good for my health. I knew, you know, I watched the Abbott kid from Virginia, and I feel like I've got a good judge of pitchers. I used to coach pitchers, kind of size up the game a little bit. And, you know, that one was going to be a tough one for us. I'm very confident in our group, but that one was going to be a tough one. And then going into the second game, there were some other things that once I had all the information, I was a little worried about as well. And so there you go. That's the safest way to say that.
Well, I was just wondering in particular, and it's, I understand this is not the headline off the game, but there, I mean, I thought that there were some really emotional swings around the ejection, around the replay review that didn't go your way. And just, I guess, without having watched it again, just your perspective on that whole time of the game and how much you think that sort of deflated you guys.
Yeah, I think there are two big moments, and I kind of always say to the local media here, the fun part about baseball is, you know, yeah, it's a slow-moving game, but, you know, if it's an important game, you better be careful about when you go get a hot dog or a beverage, because you don't know what pitch is going to be the pitch of the game. And in our first game, Liam Spence lines a ball that looks like it's a two RBI going to give us a lead hit and give us the momentum. Instead, they catch it and it swings the other way. Next thing you know, they take over the game. And then in our game, I think there were several of those swings, but a big one was a play at the plate. Anytime you throw a guy at the plate, it's a big momentum shifter, even if they would have taken the lead. But, you know, the way I break down that game is the things that we could have controlled. We had two chances to be one pitch. We were one pitch away from being out of an inning where there was no damage, and both those innings turned into three-run innings. And then there was a couple things at the plate, too, where we could have done some things and we did not. We had the bases loaded, nobody out, and did not score. So, you know, to me, that's what it boils down to. And, you know, all that other stuff is unfortunately a part of the game.
Tennessee baseball coach Tony Vitello on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Tony, you kind of spoke about the learning experience and what this can do for some of your guys moving forward if you find yourselves back in Omaha. But just from a visibility standpoint, the run that you guys have been on, the way that this university and really Tennessee fans throughout the nation embraced this baseball team, what do you think this year, this run, has done for your program as a whole in terms of the fan base and maybe the visibility even more so in recruiting now? Like, what do you think this has done for your program this year with everything that's happened over the course of the past few months?
you know, it's exponential. I know that. It's going to be really tough to ever put that into words until we're 5 years down the road. But I used to, when I was a recruiting coordinator, I wasn't very smart when I first started doing this, but I'd kind of observe, and it's like, man, these teams that go to Omaha, it's almost like they don't have to go recruiting for 2 years because it kind of recruits itself when you're that visible. And now that I'm living it, I don't think that's the case. We got to get out and hustle. But it does kind of earmark your program a little bit. And we've already seen the success, you know, a little bit. And I think there's more to come. The kids are on fire about the environment they saw at our place during the postseason games. And then the style of play, I think the kids I've got people that say, I'm a fan of X SEC school or other school, but I've become a singular fan of your baseball team because of the way the kids are. And so it's done a lot, to say the least. And it's also presented a challenge for the future players of our program is, can you keep up the brand name that we currently, you know, organically has kind of been created here?
Tony, your name, of course, has come up for other jobs. That'll probably continue to happen in the media. I mean, you know, anytime there's a high-profile job, you're going to have a list of, here's possible guys for this job. But I just wanted to ask you, one, should Tennessee fans feel good about you being there long-term? And two, do you feel good about the commitment from Tennessee's administration to your program moving forward?
You know, it's a new administration, relatively speaking. I mean, we start our season. They start, you know, their football coaching search. So that's a lot going on at once. So it's been an ongoing convo about the stadium. And it's ever-changing. I mean, the block party, is that something we do every SEC game? And that was pretty special. The road I'm looking out at now in right field, can we move that or not? And that's a city deal. How quickly will the city let us – or I'm sorry, the state government let us start construction. So those are ongoing conversations that honestly have started back since February, and they're complicated ones. So those ones we're working on. And then as far as the fan base goes, you know, I'm Italian, and we created shirts for a reason, for several different reasons, when we went to the SEC tournament that said loyalty, and, you know, with the power T instead of T-Y. And those are important things to me. And this is a school that took a chance on me when my alma mater and other places didn't want to give me an opportunity to be a head coach, and that means a lot to me. And I think there's a little bit of a love affair going on between our coaching staff, our players, and the fan base. And, you know, that took 4 years to kind of go on or kind of to create. And it's going to continue today. We're going to have a little fan fest out here and show our appreciation for the folks that I think are helping us get recruits, and they certainly helped us win some games this year too.
Tony Vitello, Tennessee baseball coach, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tony, as you evaluate this year for Blade Tidwell and just the stuff that he brings to the table in his arsenal, how excited are you about his future and what he could continue to develop into as he progresses here throughout the rest of his career?
You know, I've had to think about this. You know, we're going to have his one-on-one meeting with him. And I already said immediately after the game, hey, man, it's a do-or-die game. We kind of pulled you early, but I went with my gut and thought we needed to kind of restart the game. But the fact he pitched in Hoover, Super Regional, in Omaha as a freshman, and then all those SEC games where we went into the series being 1-1 and it was a rubber match, now, I don't know that I've coached a kid that's gotten that much experience of being in the fire, regardless of his age. I haven't. And so, you know, what that's going to do to skyrocket, I think, the way he approaches things next year is invaluable. And then on top of that, his skill set is very unique. I mean, I've talked to other SEC players in Hoover, and they all think the guy's a superstar, and no one knows better than the players. So I think he's going to be maybe the first guy where this NIL thing comes into play. You know, that's going to be a small amount of athletes that affects. It's going to be superstar quarterbacks, a guy who can really dunk or shoot a three. For baseball, it's going to be a small pocket of guys, and I think Blade Tidwell is going to be that guy that every Vol fan is going to want his jersey. And it'll be interesting how his legacy is left here, but it's going to be special no matter what.
That's a great segue, Tony. I was actually going to ask you about name, image, likeness, and just all the things going on right now with college athletics. Just big picture, how do you feel about things? You had obviously the Supreme Court ruling this week. How do you feel about where things are going? And do you think, you know, you guys are ready to, I guess, take advantage of these changes?
Sure. Well, as a fan, you sit there, and Johnny Manziel is whatever, but, you know, you sit there and you know the guy could make a ton of money off just signing his name, which it's his name, and he can't do it. That doesn't seem right at all, and I don't think it is. So then fast forward to this deal here, and it's a little alarming once you peel back the details of this, of what it could turn into. It's pretty scary. And the one thing is, I sit fortunate enough at a big school where the school's already been proactive about how we'll handle this, and our fan base might be the biggest and most passionate in the country. So it might be a deal where the rich get richer. And fortunately, we're at a place that's pretty dang good. But I think it's also going to get a little scary at some of the tactics people do and some of the goofiness that goes on that affects recruiting and ultimately affects wins and losses.
Tony, you have some terrific seniors who left a big footprint, as you said, you know, after the game the other day. I mean, you talk about what you inherited and then how you left a place, how different it was. Pretty significant. But a largely young team next year. How do you feel just about next year's team and the readiness of some of those young guys who are going to be stepping into these bigger roles?
Yeah, you've probably heard Coach Corbin say something similar at some point. We fortunately and unfortunately have arrived at a deal where I can't answer that till the draft is over. We're kind of getting our first wave of the 2021 class was the first class where we were kind of on level footing with other programs. And it's a phenomenal class, but it's also one that could get rated by MLB teams or, you know, could not. And, you know, there's also guys within the program that'll be back, Gilbert, Tidwell, Beck, and then some other guys that had to sit on the bench and watch where in the normal year they might be out there if it wasn't for the COVID circumstances. So I feel good about the total package of kids that we have coming in next year. I think we could be equally talented on the field. Again, the question is, and I don't mind putting it out there, is that group willing to kind of play with the same swagger is probably what you guys call it, but are they willing to uphold the brand name that we now have here?
Tony, it's been so much fun to watch this program, to watch the passion around this fan base, and you've been so generous with your time the past few weeks coming on the show with us. We appreciate everything that you've done for us and with us here on the show, and it's been a fun ride to watch. We'll talk to you down the road. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Sounds good, guys. No, I hope you keep us in the mix over there, and certainly appreciate all the support from everybody that listens. So thank you.
Absolutely. Tony Vitello, Tennessee baseball coach, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to what Vitello had to say there, including some comments about his future at Tennessee as well. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.